Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. British Prime Minister Theresa May is in the colonies. In fact, yesterday, the head of Her Majesty's government made a stop in the city where it all began. May was in Philadelphia, where she's carrying the banner of Britain's own Declaration of Independence. Of course, hers is from the European Union, thanks to Brexit. Prime Minister May was in Philly to pop in on congressional Republicans holding their annual retreat there.
An America that is strong and prosperous at home is a nation that can lead abroad. But you cannot and should not do so alone. You have said that it is time for others to step up, and I agree.
Well, today, Theresa May visits the Oval Office, the first foreign leader to visit the new President Trump. Now, May didn't bring the populist Brexit revolution in the UK, but she is its keeper now. Donald Trump says his election here is a revolution of a similar kind against global institutions and global trade deals. The British-American relationship is called the special relationship, and now that closeness makes it clear that whether she likes it or not, Theresa May's fortunes are very much tied to those of President Trump. Gisela Stewart is a British Member of Parliament representing Birmingham. She supported Brexit in Britain, and she says Theresa May and Donald Trump now share a destiny.
People tend to make a connection between the two, but I think the reasons for why the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union seem to me slightly different from what happened in the United States. However, whatever brought the two people to power, I think it is now important for the British Prime Minister to make a success of our decision to leave. And in that relationship, both whether it comes to defense or trade, the United States of America is going to be important. And I would assume that for President Trump, he too wants to be seen as a successful global player.
And yet the prime minister comes to the United States to make nice, to charm, if you like, a person who is not very popular in the UK, right? How is Donald Trump viewed in your country, and how is the prime minister's traditional need to be close to an American president viewed in that same way?
I think the British public, by and large, is still pretty much puzzled by President Trump. We hear that he seems to suggest that most political leaders are stupid if you go back to what he said for about the last 30 years, but he himself feels that he will make a better job of it and will be a more successful leader. So I think in the United Kingdom, we know the United States president is important, the relationship is important, and we hope that he will succeed. But as I say, at the moment, we are just still slightly puzzled.
Theresa May's job is basically the steward of the Brexit. She has to make it happen. Meanwhile, here's the United States pulling out of trade deals, and Donald Trump says we can deal with the UK directly. We can have a free trade deal. It'll be one-on-one. From your position in the Parliament House, what does trade look like between these two countries? Because there are a lot of people in the UK who think there's just not enough money to go between them to make the deal worth it.
You see, the reason why I voted to leave the European Union was actually one driven by the view that the institutions like the European Union were no longer suitable to the conditions of global flows of people, goods and capital. And therefore, I think a kind of looking at the rules anew is something which I think is essential. But what I thought was important about the Theresa May speech is that she also reminded everyone that international institutions are important, that the NATO alliance is important, and that collectively we better not forget that.
Well, doesn't she have a job then during this visit to help convince the president that NATO is important? We've all seen his many statements questioning the value of NATO, whether or not it's obsolete. He's made a lot of well-known comments and gestures toward Vladimir Putin in Russia. You know, the special relationship is one thing, but it can be rattled, can it, when other pillars of the relationship are shaken?
Oh, it can. And I think the true nature of the special relationship is that we are also able to say things to each other which may not be comfortable. And I think what has kind of encouraged us in the United Kingdom is some of the appointments the president has made, particularly around the military engagement. We're hoping that we can find agreement on how to deal with Russia. But above all, people like me went back and got my copy of the American Constitution out again. And I think you do have some fairly effective checks and balances. And I think they might be stress tested over the next in the months to come. Because the election in the United States and also with Brexit in the United Kingdom, we have taken our eye off some important pressure points in the world. So Syria is far from resolved. We have to make sure that Turkey stays within in the NATO alliance. And remember, the NATO alliance is as important for Europe as it is for the North Atlantic. And I think these will be the kind of the pressure points to come. But also, I have to confess, I was deeply disturbed by the comments about waterboarding. You know, I sit on the Intelligence and Security Committee in the United Kingdom, and we have been looking at detainees. We've been looking at some of the fallout since 2001. And For us to have a deep intelligence sharing relationship also means that we have to have shared values. So I do hope that not everything that's been said is truly meant.
So let's talk about you, Gisela Stuart, for a moment, and maybe your own political position as a Brexit-supporting Labour Member of Parliament there in Britain. It's true that Donald Trump's rise and the Brexit exit are different phenomena, but in a way, your political fortunes are tied to his, right? You do agree on some of the same things. That's got to be a risk for you.
Plus, a British Prime Minister has to have a functioning working relationship with a American president. And that can happen even when there are fundamental disagreements on occasions. For example, the then Labour Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, refused to provide troops for the Vietnam War. That did not fundamentally disturb the deep relationship the two countries have. And we will work together. If there are disagreements, we just have to overcome them.
The relationship is special, and so are the risks. British Prime Minister Theresa May is in the White House today. She's visiting President Trump. Everyone on both sides of the Atlantic are watching, including British Labour member Gisela Stuart. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.